This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I guess, as a lot of people say, I always knew, but I'd never had a name for it. I can recall being at school. I can't remember how old I was. I guess young teens, I suppose. And some guy said the word poofter. I said, what does that mean? And he said something like, that means a guy who likes fucking other guys and they should be shot. Well, I didn't agree with what he said about being shot, but I certainly knew that that was what I was, that there was a name for it. Even though, you know, I'd not acted on it, I just knew that I was attracted to men rather than women. So it wasn't until some years later, when I was 19, in 1979, that I guess I decided to stop living a life that was a lie and, you know, take the plunge and try and get in touch with some, you know, the gay counselling service. And I thought, you know, that was one way of sort of getting to know somebody. I just thought the gay community was you know, all contained within one pub or something or one meeting place, and that there was, you know, just a few sleazy people and that would be it. But after being introduced to the gay community, it was a real pleasant surprise. And immediately, like, I just went out onto Oxford Street and was introduced to a whole new world. It was like, this is what I've been missing out on. Even at the tender young age of 19, I felt like, you know, this is where I belonged. It was an interesting feeling, a really happy feeling. And all I can describe it as is a feeling of belonging. But, yeah, there's this sort of world out there that wasn't really, you know, known about by the majority of people. But I was part of it. So, yeah, I felt part of a larger community. And that immediately I just sort of wanted to tell everybody that I was gay. But it wasn't always appropriate. I guess I just told those people who, for me, it was meaningful, like my brothers and sisters. Not mum, I didn't feel any need to. I didn't have that sort of relationship with her where I felt the need to do that. And still haven't. And that's my problem. She never asks any questions. I don't think she really wants to know. And from then on, it's been something I disclose only when I really need to. I don't think, you know, people don't walk around generally saying, you know, that I'm heterosexual or I'm homosexual or whatever. But if somebody asks or somebody's interested, then it's no problem. All I know is that at that time, at that sort of coming out time, I remember it really well. I remember it being one of the happiest times in my life. The sort of feeling of freedom and of, you know, finding who I was, I suppose, or a lot about myself. There was a lot more growth and development and education that came after that. But it was, I guess, really, and realizing that you don't have to lead the rest of your life in some sort of way that doesn't feel really comfortable, that doesn't suit you, and that, you know, really isn't true. Well, when I first came out to my friends, I guess I was really worried. It's just that you don't know what sort of reaction. I wasn't scared that I'd lose them as friends or anything like that. I mean, you know, so what if I did? It's not a tragedy. But I guess it meant having men to confront, you know, something not very pleasant, like, you know, if they said something dreadful or, you know, made some derogatory comments or something like that. So it really wasn't the friendships. I mean, they're valuable, of course, but not as valuable as my identity and my feeling good about myself. And really, I found that people either said, oh, yeah, I thought so, or there was not much reaction at all, or I don't recall. There's no reaction that is, I guess, significant enough for me to have a great memory of. All positive, I can't think of any really negative ones. But generally people, you know, if people aren't really interested, it's kind of, you know, you read the body language and the, you know, the eyes move and the subject changes. But never ever have I encountered any form of a response that I wouldn't call, you know, normal. Haven't felt any sort of aggression or disappointment or anything like that. I know people do. I mean, I know people do experience that, have a great deal of problems with it. But yeah, I generally found that, you know, most people are sort of quite happy that, you know, that you are a bit more confident, or that you do feel, you know, that you do appear a little bit more happy. I suppose a lot of people really, you know, deep down do know anyway, sometimes before you do. My first sexual experience, I remember that was with a friend that I was going to school with. And so I'd known him quite a while, and I think I was only about 16, I think. And we had both had a bit to drink, and I was there at his house, and in fact, he was going out with my cousin at the time, and we'd only sort of all just been out together, and I was staying over there, and yeah, had a bit to drink, and yeah, things just happened, but it didn't really feel like a sexual experience, because it was all really secretive, and it was almost like, you know, this happened sort of thing. It really didn't feel like I'd confirmed anything about myself at all. That seemed to be a much more, not an emotional thing, but something that came from the inside, something that came out, you know, in regard to being honest with myself rather than anything else. But, yeah, but I guess the experience, though, will be memorable in that it was like the first opportunity, I guess. Before that, it was all just sort of fantasy. You know, 24 hours of fantasy, imagining what I might be doing and with whom. But it, after that, after I came out, my first sexual experience was about the first person I could get my hands on, really, and was good. Yeah, I can recall it. I recall it being quite comfortable. And of course, it's the first time you do this and the first time you do that, and there's a few firsts. And yeah, they're all good, all memorable. I recall the first year after I came out, I was really quite active, and it was, sounds a bit crass, I suppose, but I was counting the number of different people that I'd been with. It was almost like a bit of a game. And I know that isn't all that unusual. I just guess it is when I think about now. But that was an exciting time. I mean, just sort of, you know, exploring different situations as well and different people. I guess as you get a little bit older, that sort of adventuring has sort of stopped a little bit. But the thought of it doesn't go away. My message to anyone thinking of coming out is do it, no matter what the consequences, but do it in a way that's safe. I mean, do it in a... I think it's a good idea to be rather discriminating in who you tell. So I think coming out is not coming out to other people. It's really coming out to yourself, and being able to live a lifestyle that's honest. It's and there's a feeling sort of nothing like it, but you know, really look at who you want to tell and why you want to tell them. Is it really necessary? But yeah, my advice generally would be that it's just better to live honestly and you know, to enjoy who you are, and try not to take on, you know, too much a lot of the judgments you've heard from other people over time. I think, you know, that's a product of different things that people have learned over their lifetime. And, you know, we live in a society that only understands heterosexuality as normality for whatever reasons.